This is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in watching the week in the light of Bible prophecy right here on our radio broadcast. I wanted you too to have an update, and so this is as near to live as we can get on radio. And I'm going to take some news items and watch them in the light of Bible prophecy. We're going to start off with Joel 1:6. For a nation is come upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. This is God speaking through the prophet Joel back in the days when Israel was being carried off into captivity, the scattering. He hath this nation that is strong has come upon my land, verse 6. Notice that God calls Israel his land. He hath laid my vine waste and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean, bare, and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. In other words, this nation started off with Babylon and the Babylonian captivity and went on over into other things right down to the Roman Empire. And they came upon God's land and they literally barked his fig tree, took the bark off of it. Now, when Jesus was asked in Luke 21 for signs of his coming to set up the visible kingdom, he spoke to them in verse 29 a parable. Behold the fig tree. Watch the fig tree. He would have been referring back to Joel's prophecy, which said that the fig tree had been barked and stripped and made white. But listen to what he says. Watch the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. That means when you see that white, stripped fig tree starting to branch forth and bud, then you know it's time for the kingdom, the visible kingdom, to be set up. It also speaks of the judgment, the summertime, which is the harvest judgment time. Now, he said to watch the other nations as well and to watch them in connection with the fig tree. We're watching Israel this week for what's happening with its Olmert-headed government. Everybody is calling for the resignation of Ehud Olmert. He is the prime minister who took over after Sharon became incapacitated. He himself appointed a Vinograd panel to study last year's, what the Jews consider, a disastrous outcome of the Lebanon War and what their enemies are considering as a victory. When this panel was appointed by Olmert, it was appointed by him, but it's come back with a report that he was to blame, that Peretz, P-E-R-E-T-Z, the defense minister, was to blame, Dan Chalutz, the chief of staff, was to blame. And so, to the far right and to the far left in Israel and every shade in between, they invited the people of Israel to come to the streets of Tel Aviv. Thousands and thousands came and called for the resignation of Olmert. The ministers are calling for it, but I think this kind of gives the picture of it. This is in a Devka File article, May 8th. Olmert holds army back in face of imminent Hezbollah, Hamas threats, and buildup is the title. But it speaks of why the government will not resign and have new elections. And it says they are too preoccupied with personal survival maneuvers to attend to urgent security issues. Reading on, military experts, some of them recently retired from combat duty. I know that one of them is my friend that I've been speaking with on several occasions, General Ya'alon. He was the chief of staff. In the middle of the night, Sharon sent someone out to fire him because he did not agree with Sharon on taking the people out of Gaza. It is now proved that he was right, for Gaza itself has become a terrorist headquarters. Military experts, I'm reading again from the article, some of them recently retired from combat duty, tirelessly warn in daily media interviews that the war buildup on three Israeli borders, Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza, has reached dangerous proportions. Not only is the army again unprepared for another conflict in the months to come, but it is held back by the Olmert government from destroying the plentifully rearmed army installations before they go on the offensive. We at Christians United for Israel had a telephone conference with Benjamin Netanyahu, the former prime minister, and the man who quite possibly could be the newly elected prime minister if Omer's government fails. He told us that Syria, for instance, to the north, which kind of backs up Hezbollah, Syria to the north had spent $30 million per year since the 1973 Yom Kippur War, in which they attacked Israel and failed. They had spent only $30 million a year until this past year, and now they have spent in the billions of dollars. So the militaries all around are arming, confirming these generals' worst fears, the ones who are saying the government is not doing the right things. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah laid out a plan Sunday, May 6th, for attacking IDF positions on Mounts Hermon and Dove from the Sheba Farms and Israeli naval vessels with the new long-range missiles just delivered or smuggled in by Syria, while also turning the militia's guns on the UN peacekeepers posted in South Lebanon. Now, they have their guns on the UN peacekeepers that were sent in there, but the UN peacekeepers are saying we don't see any sign of a buildup. That is the reason why most Israelis call the UN the United Nothing. This plan of Hassan Nasrallah, leader of the Hezbollah, was aired, well publicized in an interview broadcast by Iranian television in Arabic. This is a clear signal that it was cleared with his Tehran masters. Tehran, as you know, is the capital of Iran. So that means that Iran is backing his threats. This time, unlike Hezbollah's provocation in 2006, Tehran is solidly behind the Lebanese Shiite militia's war plan. The Islamic Republic is furthermore willing to be party to a conflict against Israel launched from Lebanese territory. The willingness is compatible with Nasrallah's public denial of the legitimacy of the Lebanese SINIORA, Siniora government in Beirut. The plan to wage war on Israel has been carefully calculated to knock over several targets, including the Siniora government, and toppling everything that the UN has in there. And so, Syria has replenished its stocks, its stock of arms. Gaza, they are making the same mistake. There are some that have written reports that they are making the same mistake in Gaza that they made in Lebanon. This is a report that came out this week from Major General Amador. He is an IDF intelligence expert, and he wrote, quote, "Israel knew that Hezbollah was gaining strength last summer and acquiring weaponry, but it preferred to turn a blind eye. As a result, Israel did not prepare for war with an enemy that was far more powerful than it had been in the past. In the Gaza Strip, a similar process is underway. Hamas is getting stronger as it organizes itself, digs fortifications underground, and builds up its military capabilities. While Israel delays the confrontation with Hamas because of a temporary truce or some other illusory thing, we are likely to find ourselves in exactly the same position in Gaza that we created with respect to Lebanon." And so we see from all this that on the three fronts, to the west, Gaza, to the north, Syria, and also Lebanon, they are being threatened with war. We'll watch what happens. It is a wonderful time for you to plan to come with Christians United for Israel and go with us to Washington, D.C. We're going there to visit. This will be July 16 through 19, 2007. We are going there to visit every one of our senators, every one of our congressmen, and we are going to say to them, we are Christians and we are united solidly behind Israel, and we want the United States of America to be solidly behind Israel. You know, the judgment of the nations in Matthew 25 That is not the judgment of the church. That is not the judgment of the Jews. It's the judgment of the nations. And when the Lord comes in his glory with all the holy angels with him and sets up his earthly kingdom, he will divide upon the earth. He will divide those nations from the sheep who have been here when the Antichrist tried to one more time wipe out the nation of Israel. He will divide them into sheep nations and goat nations. The sheep nations, there's no resurrection here. These are the people who are alive on the earth when the Lord's visible return comes. He will say to those nations that blessed Israel, his brethren, go on into the millennial age. They will have their bodies, life restored in their bodies, much like Adam's. But to those who mistreated Israel, he will say, depart. They'll never be heard from again. I am in the group called the church. I will have a glorified body and go with the Lord to the marriage supper of the Lamb. But I want bragging rights. I want to be able to say that nation where I was an ambassador is a sheep nation. Right now, it's hanging in the balance. Will the United States of America be a sheep nation? They will if we raise our voice. We are also raising our voice for Israel. We do see the Bible. We know that that nation will go through the millennium. But we want to make sure that our nation goes through too. So go online to CUFI.org and register today. You must register. If you do not register there, go online with us, Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM.org. We would like you to go to our webpage. There you can watch a webcast where some of the news that I've given you today, you can watch me give it and much more. We have there a weekly webcast. We'd like to invite you, the radio audience, to join us there. And also on that site, you're going to find out about some exciting things we have going at Prayer Mountain. We have a prayer school coming up right out here at Prayer Mountain in our chapel. It will be limited. If you've ever wanted to pray with Lynn Hammond and Billy Brim, you can register online or give us a telephone call. And June 5th through 8th, we will cut it off at 200 and we will pray and we will study prayer all day long together in close proximity. We have a youth rally coming up, Champions for Christ. Oh, the kids have so much fun. They come from all over America. They have great speakers. This is headed up by my son, Chip Brim. And we would invite you to come with Go Ministries, Steve Munns, Dominique Woods, Rocky Clark. And you can go online or you can give us a telephone call at 417-336-4877. Or we have another, a toll-free number, and that is 1-800-972-3447. Then I want to invite you to come to my eschatology school. I'm going to be going right here in an eschatology school. We're going to be studying all the week long, mornings and afternoons. We're going to study the prophets. We're going to study Ezekiel. We're going to study Jeremiah. We're going to see what, you remember Peter said, we have a more sure word in the prophets that tell us about the coming of the Lord, watching the times. You can have an opportunity to study with me, ask questions. We'll be close together. Again, go online, billybrim.org, or phone us. And until then, shalom, shalom.